This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org. Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Democratic Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is offering diversity, equity, and inclusion advice to businesses, nonprofits, and educators. Raoul this morning joined attorneys general from other blue states. They're releasing guidance on maintaining DEI programs in the wake of ongoing threats from President Donald Trump's administration. Raoul encourages noncompliance.
If you capitulate to an unfounded criticism of your policies, this is an administration that won't stop at its first request. It will keep on coming at you because you've demonstrated vulnerability to unfounded threats.
Raoul was among 19 attorneys general who filed suit last month to stop the Department of Education from withholding federal money over accessibility programs in schools. Illinois now has a new state law that protects victims of domestic violence. My colleague Mawa Iqbal reports Karina's Law took effect yesterday on Mother's Day. It mandates judges to order the removal of guns from people who are accused of abusing a domestic partner. State lawmakers named the policy after Karina Gonzalez, a Chicago woman who was shot and killed allegedly by her husband after she got a restraining order against him. Her 15-year-old daughter, Daniela, was also killed. Karina's son, Manny Gonzalez, posted a tribute to his mom on Instagram.
Your name, Mom, outlives the man who spent his life trying to break you. That man was your husband and my father, but you won, and I will spend every day making sure the world knows it.
Research shows the risk of homicide in domestic violence cases skyrockets when there is a gun involved. As the weather gets warmer, the Illinois Department of Public Health is warning people to watch out for ticks. The parasitic arachnids are known to live in wooded areas, tall grass, and brush. Many ticks carry Lyme disease, and if that's left untreated, it can lead to arthritis and nerve pain and heart problems. The Public Health Agency has created an interactive map, and it shows the counties where different ticks are confirmed. And you might want to turn out your outdoor lights for the next few nights as thousands of migrating birds are moving through the Cook County area. Bird tracking website Birdcast says more than 16,000 birds per kilometer are expected in the area tonight. Birdcast has issued a migration alert. It says you can protect birds from collisions by turning off any non-essential lighting between 11 in the evening and 6 in the morning. Many young people are alarmed about the state of the world from ongoing wars to climate change, but a group of teens in the Chicago suburbs says participating in a United Nations simulation is helping them feel hopeful about the future. My colleague Anna Savchenka has more.
A dozen students are sitting in a conference room wearing business casual, each representing a United Nations member state. One by one, they walk up to the podium and share their ideas on how to revive Sudan's collapsing healthcare system.
To respond, Ethiopia has developed the aid plan, Access, Integration, and Diplomatically Engage, a national strategy focused on providing urgent access to shelter and food, supporting the integration of refugees into local communities, and promoting development to build resilience.
This simulation, also known as Model UN, happens at Hinsdale Central High School, and it's part of a growing program for Chicago-area teens who want to learn about international relations at a time when President Donald Trump is withdrawing from traditional alliances, siding with authoritarian leaders, and canceling foreign aid. But these teens say this moment makes them even more excited about Model UN because they get to present their own ideas for how they would improve the world, ideas they spent a ton of time researching.
I would say maybe 10 to 15 hours.
That's Jordan Mitchell Schwartz, one of over 70 students who attended. Her friend Emma Lagunas says the amount of work teens are putting in to come up with solutions to problems so much bigger than themselves is helping her feel optimistic.
So I think it gives me a lot of hope that in the future we will have politicians who hear our communities and understand all of these core problems and will be able to make the world a better place once they are in power.
Maheen Raja came to the conference with her daughter, Serene. Maheen said she wanted Serene to do Model UN because she wanted to give her a place where she could learn about the world beyond social media.
I feel it's really important to raise children who are aware of the issues that are going on in the world so they can be ambassadors of the world, you know, and so that they're aware and they're not living in this little bubble that is Burrage, Illinois or Chicago, Illinois.
Maheen also wanted her daughter to learn how to speak up about what she believes in at a time when college students who look like her are being arrested for speaking out against the war in Gaza.
Sitting and just being sad and scrolling on TikTok is not going to create change, but actually getting up and at least the least you can do is speak up about it.
The conference was founded by two teens, Issa Ibrahim and Anthony Barakat. Both are part of Hinsdale Central's Model UN Club. Here's Issa addressing the crowd.
In the room, we come from many different backgrounds, cultures, and experience. And yet we are united by something bigger than ourselves, a belief in diplomacy. A belief that words, not weapons, are the tools of leadership. A belief that collaboration, not conquest, is the future we must fight for.
State Rep. Abdul Nasser Rashid was invited to the conference by the teens. He took notes as Issa spoke. And later on, Rashid said the teens' efforts to promote diplomacy are a 180 from the Trump administration's foreign policy agenda.
As the founder said, this is about words, not weapons. This is about collaboration, not conquest. Those are incredibly insightful takeaways for a 15-year-old child that the President of the United States does not seem to understand. And so I'm very impressed that they are recognizing that and that they're creating a forum for students to be able to learn those skills.
Skills that will help them in life, he says, whether or not they become politicians. I'm Nastavchenko, WBEZ News.
Weather, a sunny and very pleasant day today. We're reaching a high near 80 in the suburbs, 70 at the lakefront. Cloudy tonight, some scattered showers and thunderstorms, a low near 60. And Tuesday, some scattered rain, high again near 80 in the suburbs, upper 60s in downtown Chicago. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.